As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Now, baby, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Thursday, April the 28th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always good news, hard facts and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're certainly not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. To join me live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of small town America, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, also known as Tonawanda. 94.3 Elgin, Texas. 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, to Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, and TalkStream Live. I'd like to have about 50 different affiliates on this list. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals surge powerfully to new highs on the FOMC and Bernanke statements. The U.S. dollar index limp this morning. Functional and physical obsolescence and high transmissions cost of wind power. That's right, Don Quixote's wind generators kind of decaying in a bucket of rust. United Nations Agenda 21 Program of Action for Sustainable Development. We continue our discussion today talking about FEMA and their implications with all of that. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into our market report again for this morning. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but an hour ago, found gold trading up $5.10 at $1,532.40 an ounce. It's up higher than that right now. Above 15.35.40, it looks like. But silver up 62 cents as well at $48.39 a troy ounce. Platinum up $9 at $1,833 an ounce. And palladium up 7 at $773 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market. Again, this was as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Things are changing rapidly. The London gold fix this morning. The boys in London, they set their price at $1,531, but the lows and the highs in the spot market, $1,525.70 for a low, $1,535.60 for a high, and at $1,532.40, your gold was up $366.80 an ounce year-to-year for a 31.48% return on your investment. The SPDR gold shares unchanged, remarkably so, throughout much of this week. They're claimed to be holding 1,229.64 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest and valued at these spot prices at $59.7 billion yesterday. Good day for the Dow, up 96, closing at 12,691. The NASDAQ up 22, closed out at 2870. And the S&P 500 closed up 8 at 1356. Right.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, April the 28th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Just getting underway this morning. Come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always lots of news, hard facts, and workable solutions advanced each and every day. Going back into our market report, again, out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, that would be an hour ago, found gold trading up $5.10. at $1,532.40 an ounce. Of course, just checked it a moment ago. And we're looking at gold at $1,535.60, up $8.30, and silver up $49.31 at $1.54. That's right, $49.31, again, closing in on that $50 peg. And $1,535.60 in gold is pretty profound, no doubt about it. Platinum up this morning, $9 an ounce at $1,833. Palladium up $9 as well, at $773 a troy ounce. Your lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,525.70 for a low, $1,535.60 for a high. We're setting all new highs this morning. Keep your eyes on the metals. SPDR gold shares again unchanged for the last couple of days, 1,229.64 metric tons. That's right, in their electronic treasure chest, ostensibly, valued at these spot prices at $59.7 billion. Crude oil this morning, off 6 cents at $112.70 a barrel. Those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in the Cushing, Oklahoma area, the Cushing hub, as they say. The U.S. dollar index this morning continuing its downward spiral. Didn't like what Benny said yesterday. Down 11 basis points this morning, 73.23. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates this morning, where we find everybody benefiting here. the Canadian loonie off just a fuzz at $1.05, clearly well above parity with the U.S. dollar. The Mexican peso, well, what can you say? Pegged as it is to the U.S. buck, it's at running at 9 cents apiece. The euro this morning up 7 basis points at $1.48. The British pound up a big strong 26 basis points, anticipating the marriage, I suppose, at $1.67, just clobbering the U.S. dollar. The Swiss franc continues a strong move upwards this morning, another 19 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar this morning at $1.15 U.S. The bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year treasuries, that's the U.S. bonded indebtedness, 0.63%. Your benchmark 10-year yield is at 3.32 and the 30 at 4.43%. In the mortgage market this morning, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgages moving down from 4.03% a month ago to 3.97. That's a national average. 4.03 a month ago, moving down this morning to 3.97. The 30-year's also moving down from 4.82 to 4.76, trying to entice people into that declining and decaying real estate market. Prime rate this morning stands at 3.25% and holding. Your gold to silver ratio, 31.66 ounces of silver. Pick you up 1 ounce of gold. Let's go to that Econoday website and look at their calendar for this morning. Again, pretty busy afternoon yesterday. We had the EIA petroleum status. We'll talk about that. Durable goods yesterday was out. The 5-year note auction was out. But a biggest feature of the day yesterday was this Federal Open Market Committee meeting announcement from the Federal Reserve, and then following that, the Benjamin Shalom Bernanke press conference. We'll discuss that in a moment. This morning, let's go into the, today we've got the GDP, the gross domestic product. Hold on a moment. Somebody has a habit of calling me as soon as they come on air. We've got a jobless claims report coming out. We'll talk about that then throughout the day. The pending home sales will be out. The natural gas report will be out. Big day, Fed balance sheet, 7-year note auction, so on and so forth. Tomorrow, they'll have the personal incomes, the employment costs, and the Chicago PMI at closing the day tomorrow will be the consumer sentiment and the farm prices. So we'll see how all of that transpires. Let's go into the calendar and look. The EIA petroleum status report, a weekly surge in imports fed a large 6.2 million barrel build in commercial oil stocks to 363.1 million barrels in the April 22nd week. So once again, they're filling up every pot, every helmet, every bathtub, you know, with oil. We're just floating in oil, folks. So they just keep bringing it in. Oil imports showing no effect from the Libyan shut-in. I told you that. Been at that since day one. Libya's not going to have any impact on our oil. This is all just a bunch of thievery. Just sand lizards winking and nodding. Anyway, nevertheless, showing no effect from the Libyan shut-in, average 9.3 million barrels per day, a four versus a four-week average of 8.7. The product side is a different story as refinery cutbacks. So they're bringing in tons and tons of oil, millions of barrels of oil, and the refineries are going on holiday. That's right. Why? Because there's no demand. People won't buy gasoline and diesel at these prices. The product side is a different story as refinery cutback made for a 2.5 million barrel draw in gasoline stocks and a 1.8 million barrel draw in distillates. Refineries operating at 82.7% of capacity decreased the production of both gasoline and distillates in the week. There is no shortage of supply. This is all artificial. Gasoline demand, reflecting high prices, remains soft, with gasoline supply down on a year-to-year basis, 1.6%. Distillate demand, reflecting strong industrial activity, is firm at plus 7.3%, with jet fuel at plus 4.4%. West Texas Intermediate fell 50 cents to $110.80, an initial reaction to the headline build in oil before quickly recovering. So there was just a minor dip yesterday. Here's another one. This is the Federal Open Market Committee. This is your Federal Reserve Bank getting together and chitty-chatting. All right, they do this from time to time. And it continues in the highlight here is that there was no surprises in yesterday's, I should say, FOMC statement. The Fed retained its extended period language for keeping the target rate at extremely low. Now, of course, the minutes from the Federal Open Market Committee, these minutes are pored over by the economists and all of the analysts, and they just go over and look for every comma and colon and everything else. But, of course, they were disappointed. And as a result, gold went up and up and up and up and still rising. Regarding the economy, the statement said that, quote, the economic recovery is proceeding at a moderate pace. You see that recovery proceeding at a moderate pace there and where you live? Overall condition in the labor markets are improving gradually. How many of your nieces and nephews and brothers and sisters are unemployed this morning, America? Right. While noting that some prices have risen significantly, yeah, that's called inflation. I don't know about you, but the price of bread and bananas is going up like crazy right where I'm living. Commodity prices have risen significantly since last month, and concerns about global supplies of crude oil have contributed to a further increase in oil prices since the committee met in March. Or Barry the Usurper said the other day he was going to form up a committee to find out if there's any fraud in these oil prices. We should probably hear their report somewhere about December of next year. The Fed does appear to be giving expectations greater consideration, as it is now given as one of the reasons allowing for the continued and exceptionally low policy rates. You dissect that sentence and find out what it says. Also, allowing this are low rates of resource utilization, primarily unemployment. So you have this low rates of human resource utilization would be a better way of saying it, and subdued inflation trends. Well,
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So other than just kind of a good hair day for Benjamin Shalom, he just polishes his hair and gets his beard trimmed regularly. But other than that, you know, his little press conference went fairly well. We'll talk about that again in a moment. Let's move along here in the conversation. Moving from the FOMC meeting to the gross domestic product, the economy slowed during the first quarter of 2011. How much slower you can get from a dead stop, but I guess we are slowing. However, the detail shows moderate forward momentum. Clever words. First quarter GDP growth eased to 1.8% annualized percent, following a 3.1% boost in the fourth quarter. First quarter growth came in lower than the median projection for 2%. 2% growth. You know, you lay a dollar out there on the table, put two pennies on the top of it, there's your 2%. How do you feel? Not too good. The softer growth in the first quarter was largely due to a sharp upturn in imports. A deceleration in personal consumption. Oh, that's great. We're going to import a whole bunch, but nobody's buying it. Well, what are they going to do? Store it in their big box stores? Yep. A larger decrease in federal government spending. Thank God for that, huh? Firing employees would be a good thing to do. And decelerations in non-residential fixed investment and in exports that were partly offset by a sharp upturn in private inventory investment. Private inventory investment. Nonetheless, relative strength was seen in personal spending. Well, of course, the higher the inflation rate goes, the more you're going to spend. You know what your grocery bill is looking like. I know what mine is. Investment in equipment and software. Now, that investment in equipment and software is based upon a tax credit. So, yeah, it just all depends on how you run the books, okay? We won't see the investment in, you got to have a write on to have a write off. Anyway, an investor inventory investment. It means they're restocking the shelves. But we had a drawdown for, what, almost 2 years? So they're putting a few more of those, you know, barbecue grills and the George Foreman hamburger maker things on their shelves. Exports also continue to rise, although not as rapidly as earlier. God only knows what we're exporting. I guess Patriot missiles. Things are going real well in the military-industrial complex. PCEs rose an annualized 2.7%, following 4.0% in the fourth quarter. Equipment and software improved to 11.6% from 7.7% the prior quarter. Equipment and software. Software. That's really, you can't sleep in it. You can't drive it. You can't eat it. You can't live under it. Well, software. Nevertheless, weakness included a drop in government purchases, down 5.2%. Non-residential structures, down 21.7%. What would that be? Non-residential structures. Outhouses, garages, or is that commercial real estate? And imports up 4.4%. Final sales of domestic product posted at a sluggish 0.8%. Man, anything less than 1%. Not even worth talking about. Year on year, real gross domestic product, that's what it is too, gross, in the first quarter is up 2.3%. Better go and check what's going down in China. I think they're knocking out about 8 or 9% over there. Jobless claims, well, they had a consensus. They were looking for somewhere between 280 to 410. What did we get? 429. Initial jobless claims are definitely on the rise. And it may not be auto-related. That's right. It damn sure isn't auto-related. People ain't looking for a job driving around in the car, that's for sure, at these BS prices. Initial claims jumped 25,000 in the April 23 week to 429,000. All of you out there that pray might just bend your head over your Cheerios and give a prayer for the 429,000 people who are out of work. Tough luckers standing there with their public education under their belt. out of work, no prospect for employment, which is nearly 40,000 above expectations. I mean, there's a lot of towns in this country that have fewer people living in them than 40,000, lots of them. The labor department said layoffs in the auto sector were isolated and not a major factor. The four-week average rose a steep 9,250 to 408,500 and is nearly 15,000 above the month-ago level. Initial claims were on a convincing downward trend, but no longer, with this month's data pointing to trouble for the April employment. And we talked about that before. You know, you just can't go in and hack away and get rid of all of the construction industry and stop that entire process and all of that energy and expect to have high employment figures. Here's a go right into Bloomberg's website now. Craig Torres and Josh Zumbrum writing for Bloomberg. Bernanke starts dialogue with the public and pledges to keep the stimulus. I'm going to keep this stimulating discussion very short. This is just a little bit more about the press conference following the FOMC minutes. Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel Bernanke, at the first press conference by a Federal Reserve chairman following a policy meeting, said the economy still requires monetary support. That's sustainable development, where it requires shoring up, propping up something that otherwise would fall, right? We can say that our economy is sustainable as long as we have enough props to support it. While the need to contain inflation means that further easing is unlikely. They're going to slow down the pace of the printing presses, apparently. The 57-year-old, we don't need to go through all that crap. Let's drop through that. It's not clear that we can get substantial improvement in payroll without some additional inflation risk. I would say, Benjamin, that it's clear that we're not going to get any substantial improvement in payroll until we can create some jobs in this country, and you're not going to do that until you get the jackboot, fascist boot off the neck of businessmen. Ultimately, if inflation persists or if inflation expectations begin to move, then there's no substitute for action. We would have to respond. Oh, what a moron. The Fed's decision to have its chairman hold press conferences four times a year fulfills a key goal Bernanke has sought since he was governor in 2002. Well, took that long to organize a press conference. I guess it's going to take us even longer to dig out of this depression. Let's go over here. U.S. economy probably grew at a slower pace as the fuel prices rose. Once again, I hope you didn't get a master's degree to figure this one out. But this being written by Timothy Holman, for Bloomberg, Holman. Oh, man, get down. The U.S. economy probably grew at a slower pace in the first quarter as higher gasoline prices prompted American consumers to curb spending, economists said ahead of a government report today. And you got to go to school for this? Gross domestic product rose at a 2% annualized pace after increasing at a 3.1% rate in the previous 3 months, according to the median estimate of 80 economists surveyed by Bloomberg. Household purchases from January through March may have advanced at a half the pace as the fourth quarter of 2010. All right, let me say that again for you. Household purchases from January through March, that's January, February, March, 90 days, may have advanced. We're not sure. It's unexpected. We'll have to wait until they pass the legislation to know it. But they say may have advanced at half the pace as the fourth quarter of 2010. Now, in the fourth quarter of 2010, we're going to hell in a handbasket, right? Sliding down the chute so fast, we were throwing out an anchor, okay? So let's just say that in the fourth quarter of 2010, we were going 50 miles an hour to hell. Well, Dorothy, they're saying here now that the household purchases advanced at half the pace. So we would slow down from 50 miles an hour to 25 miles an hour. That's not good news, by the way. To keep spurring the economy, Federal Reserve policymakers said yesterday they'll complete their $600 billion round of stimulus through June. Loan more into existence, drive up inflation, and increase our debt. One spent, Benny.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendovite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so continuing just briefly a little bit more here from this article off the Bloomberg website and welcoming Micro 1650 AM Tonawanda, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM Austin, Texas, and Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri. Back on is our AM and FM affiliates out there carrying the broadcast this morning. But again, Bernanke here, to keep spurring the economy, Federal Reserve policymakers said yesterday they'll complete their $600 billion round of stimulus through June. Quote, we did have higher gas prices. That's past tense, buddy. Still the same thing. And that did have some effect on restraining growth, said Patrick Newport, an economist at IHS Global Insight in Lexington, Massachusetts. Still, quote, we're getting back on track. The economy's adding jobs, and factories are doing well. Well, he should have read the jobless claims before he made that report. Maybe, just maybe, if he'd buy his own gasoline and diesel when he goes to the gas station, instead of sending his chauffeur, he might know that prices are still going up and up and up. Other reports today may show that applications for unemployment benefits decreased last week. Nope. Didn't get it. While more contracts were signed in March to buy previously owned homes. Well, that's not true either. All right, anyway, let's go on. Europe's you see, it's so treacherous for these poor news writers out there. I'll tell you what. You cannot predict this rigged market. This Hummer is got a mind of its own. every 24-hour period. I mean, I wouldn't do a forecast to save. I don't have a Ouija board, and my balls aren't crystal. Kathla Andruzzi, writing this for Bloomberg. Lekwalesa, the name we haven't heard from a long time, Lekwalesa, travels to Tunisia today to advise the country's new leaders on building a democracy. After they ousted dictator Zine al-Abidine Ben Ali. Wow. Based on Walesa's experience, the transition may be a long one. Walesa led a strike at the Gdansk Shipyard in 1980 that sparked a wave of protests forcing Poland's communist rulers to negotiate with workers and fueling a period of relative freedom. A year later, General Wojciech Jaruzelski imposed martial law, threw solidarity leaders into jail, and outlawed the movement. It wasn't until 1989 that communism finally collapsed. Quote, "A revolution may only take one day, but that doesn't mean all the problems have been solved. A positive conclusion to these events is possible. Anything's possible, but it's not even close to inevitable." So, I mean, we could just take a page out of Walesa's playbook here and say this. A revolution may indeed only take one day, my friends. But that doesn't mean all the problems have been solved. As we try and go through this process of understanding what it means to become vocal local, we need to understand that as we begin in our local voting precincts and reinvigorate the idea of a representative system of government in this country, following the line that was laid for us by our founders, we're going to need to know quite a bit more than we know today. You know, for all of last week, we talked about this idea, advancing this idea of packing Uncle Sam's trunk. Didn't get very many calls on that. How would we go about unwinding? I call it Operation Clean Sweep. How would we go about unwinding the Gordian knot that has been tied around us by the Administrative Procedures Act, going back not only to Franklin Delano Roosevelt and his alphabet soup of government agencies, but all the way back to the founding and coming forward? How are we going to undo all the damage that was done by Abraham Springsteen or Abraham Lincoln? Depends on how you pronounce his name. How are we going to undo all of that and all of the constitutional amendments and all of the various legal positivism that has come on us and at us since then? As Walesa says, a revolution may take only one day, but that doesn't mean all the problems have been solved. A positive conclusion to these events is possible. Anything's possible, but it's not even close to inevitable. If the keys to government were handed to us today, we woke up this morning and on Bloomberg, Godzilla crushes Washington, D.C., and we're free, we're free. Great God Almighty, we're free at last. Would you be prepared to start a new government in your area? Would you? Would you really? Or not? Maybe we still need to do the bookwork and get ready for that time in the hereafter. While uprisings toppled Ben Ali and Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, authoritarian leaders are clinging to power in Libya, Syria, and Yemen. Yo, man, get down. Prolonged unrest in the region, which accounts for 40% of the world's oil reserves, may lead to higher, more volatile energy prices, slowing global economic growth, according to Yuri Dadush and Marwan Muasher, analysts at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace in Washington. Now, keeping in mind what we'd heard about this 1% growth in this and 1% growth in that and 0.8% growth in this and 0.7% growth in that when we were talking about the economy. Put this one in your pipe and smoke it. Oil rose 23% this year in New York. Seems like the oil industry is doing quite handily. Trading yesterday at $112.76 a barrel, Libya's oil production has dropped by 76% or 1.2 million barrels a day this year. The Gulf Cooperation Council is trying to broker the departure of Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh. Slick, Will, you're getting that down pretty good. One of these days, I'll back him up. to prevent Al-Qaeda from increasing its influence and using the country as a base to target Saudi Arabia, the world's biggest oil exporter. Potentially, the article continues, the Middle East pro-democracy movements must overcome challenges that countries such as Poland and Hungary didn't face 2 decades ago, including the lack, now here you go, underline this, we heard about it from Thomas P.M. Barnett, including the lack of an educated elite and an extremely extreme poverty fueled by rising food prices. All right, all these spontaneous revolutions that were planned in advance by the Albert Einstein Institute. Yeah, you know, that's just like Trotsky. Anyway, including the lack of an educated elite, they were all talking about, hey, wow, these are these young, really well-educated people. I feel sorry for them. Feel sorry for them, for their education. You know, the more public education people have, the more chance they are to be unemployed, die young, become insane, commit suicide. George Gordon's been doing a good series on this, really opening it up to the understanding. The Poison Needle, find the book at bravenewbooks.com. Anyway, the Middle East pro-democracy movements must overcome some challenges that countries such as Poland and Hungary didn't face. You have to look at whether there's a potential elite and who would form it. I don't know whether or not we need to find our elite around us, but certainly we're going to need to find leaders. And if you think leaders are born, you might want to visit monarchy. Leaders are made, not born. There are people around you right now within 5 miles of your house that haven't got a clue about the things that we talk right about right here on this broadcast and on these networks. They don't have a clue. They're totally clueless. They're definitely the unwashed, the sheeple. You know, every flock of sheep needs a shepherd. Do you know how to rule without using an iron fist? Can you rule without having to use your shepherd's crook? Can you lead people to better pastures without beating the hell out of them or taxing the snakes not out of them? Can you do that? Maybe your area needs you, even if they need you more than you need them. You have to look at whether there's a potential elite and who would form it, said Viktor Ozienski, a law professor at the Central European University in Budapest who helped write Poland's post-1989 constitution. What would you, you know, would you be qualified to sit if the whole thing, the whole our whole house of cards went down? Would you be qualified to sit in a constitutional convention and write a new constitution for all the people that decry the founding fathers and the founding documents are organic documents? Could you sit down and pen a Declaration of Independence? Maybe there's still more research that you need to do for yourself. They existed in Poland and Hungary, and there really weren't any in the Ukraine, Romania, or Bulgaria. You can still see how, you can still see that now. Ukraine, which has a population almost 5 times that of Portugal and an economy half the size, elected Viktor Yushchenko to replace the former Soviet strongman Leonid Kuchma after the so-called Orange Revolution in 2004. Who would we advance as a candidate for a president? Who would you advance in your area as a senator or a representative for the House of Representatives? Who would be your new governor? Who would be your attorney general? Any clues? Maybe there's still more work for us to do here. We'll be right back.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. But wait.
There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So back to this article off of Bloomberg, just kind of using this as an example of things to come, all right? Continuing, it says here, Ukraine has a population almost five times that of Portugal and an economy half the size, elected Viktor Yushchenko to replace, again, the former Soviet strongman, Leonid Kuchma, after the so-called Orange Revolution. And then it continues, says elections alone cannot solve the fundamental political problems confronting Egypt and Tunisia. Elections alone can't do this, folks. Elections alone are not going to do this. For years now, I've been advocating the abolition of the established two-party political system. As long as we allow these parties to divide our house, we're tubed. We cannot afford to continue to hand the keys to power to the corporate structure to operate like a bunch of marionettes, all of the officials in this country, along these party lines. It's just too convenient. It's too easy to reach somebody like a Haley Barbour, for instance, to go in and corrupt the state committees, the party committees. It's too communist for us. It's too socialist an idea for us. But it was introduced. And so we pit ourselves left against right, right against left, when most of the people in this country would just as soon be left the hell alone. But again, the wisdom here, elections alone cannot solve the fundamental political problems. See, we have to go in and look at ourselves. You can blame the left, you can blame the right, you can blame the economy, you can blame this and blame that, but ultimately we need to go stand in front of that mirror and get a real long, deep drip, drink of what the problem is. The problem is not in our founding documents. The problem is not in the systems that were created, that we've inherited. We've become the problem because we are a product of public education. And if you don't think the public education is at the root and the heart of this, and the corruption in these churches, then you're not really thinking through this problem. Public education is a very, very clever tool. When we went into Germany, the Information Control Division, and I've shared this with you before, looked at the German people, knowing that we'd just beaten the snake's knot out of those individuals, left them to starve to death and freeze to death in open camps. Germans, my friends. Where's the real Holocaust? Under the jackboot of Dwight David Eisenhower? Yeah, I think so. The fire burnings? The Allied forces? Firebombing. Dresden. Nuremberg. The detonation of nuclear weapons over Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Anyway, we go into Germany, and then we ask ourselves this question. At what stage in the life of a young German should we interfere with them? Should we meet them when they come into kindergarten? Or perhaps we need to meet them while they're still in swaddling clothes. Or maybe we need to meet them while they're in their mother's arms. Or maybe we need to meet tomorrow's German when they're still in the mother's womb. Maybe we need to meet tomorrow's German before the seed was ever planted. At what stage do we intercede in the development of a people? Well, we pioneered a lot over there. And then we brought it right back into the United States of America with John Dewey and the pragmatists, and we put it in our own schools. And we have destroyed our culture, our tongue, our tribes, our creeds, and our traditions from within. And so our real challenge here, as I've said so many times, we need to find out and ask ourselves and find answers to these two questions. Before we even go any further, these are two that we really need to address, you and me both. Who am I? And whose am I? If you can honestly answer those two questions, you're ahead of about 99% of the people in this country and on this planet. Who are you? And whose are you? Let's go back to the article here. Elections alone cannot solve the fundamental political problems confronting Egypt and Tunisia. In particular, they cannot create a liberal order, they say, and an open society. Of course, this open society thing, this is George Soros. A liberal order. I don't know whether we need a liberal order or not. But liberal, liberum, the free. The free. A free society. A free people. Central Europe didn't face the extreme poverty and rising youth unemployment that is fueling unrest in some Middle Eastern countries. The extreme poverty and rising youth unemployment. Well, I'm going to give you a little bit more of that in the next article. But didn't we just say there's some 400,000 people that just signed up for unemployment? How many people in this country with their public education are on food stamps? Central Europe didn't face the extreme poverty and the rising youth unemployment fueling unrest in Middle Eastern countries? Seems like a global problem, doesn't it? Said Bugalosa R. Sagoskori, or something like that, a lecturer in Arab and Islamic studies at Collegium Civitas in Warsaw, who was a member of the underground organizations in 1980. Unemployment among those aged 15 to 24 in the oil-importing countries of the Middle East and North Africa exceeds 25%. Have you gone up to shadowstats.com lately and try to figure out how many of our 15 to 24-year-olds can't get a job unless they have a doctorate's degree, and even then they only get to clean out the Johnny Bowl at the AM PM 3 days a week? Yemen has the region's highest level of poverty. How many people do you know that still have their children at home? Didn't they just change the proposed health care law to allow mothers and fathers to keep their children, their young boys and girls, on the family health care plan until they're in the mid-30s. I left home shortly after I had a driver's license. I've never had a problem in my life finding a job. There was always work for anybody that wanted to work in this country. You might not get a classy job, but you'd always have plenty of money for a room, a meal, and transportation. Always. No matter where you went. On any of the regions of this country, any of the several states. I've dropped into a town on a Monday, been employed by Monday afternoon, had an apartment by Monday night, and started work on Tuesday morning, time and time again, starting from zero. Not lately. Not in today's America. Rising food prices are contributing to the pressures for 44 million people worldwide falling into poverty since June. I feel like I'm poor when I go to the grocery store. First, I'm poor because the prices are so high, but even more poverty exists in the quality of the food that's offered. Most of the stuff in the grocery stores today is not fit for human consumption. It's like toxic soup with different brand names. Food will be one of the most pressing challenges for North Africa. I'd say food will be one of the most pressing challenges globally. Political stabilization, but also simply ensuring that there's enough food to go around. Interesting article. Interesting article up on the Bloomberg website this morning. You might look at it and reflect. These revolutions were directed against some of our allies, Soros says, George Soros. It's all the more important that we regain the confidence of the people by supporting their legitimate aspirations. If we do so, we will end up with more dependable and desirable alliances. How often are the people of the United States listened to? Time and time again, on the internet, through letters, through faxes, through phone calls, time and time and time again. We petition our government for redress of grievance. But here Soros, facetiously almost, laughingly, mockingly, he's saying it's all the more important that we regain the confidence of the people by supporting their legitimate aspirations. When have we gotten that kind of respect out of government in this country? As demonstrators in Yemen and Syria die in clashes with police and Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi shells rebel forces, the question may be how long people are prepared to wait for democracy. The problem is, my friend, choices. Yes, we have free will. Choices. You have the freedom to choose, but choices have consequences. Be careful how you choose. If you choose democracy, you've jumped fresh out of the fire, the totalitarian fire. Right? Yeah.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today completely complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, April the 28th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com in the first hour. Writing news articles off of a variety of sources, largely out of the Bloomberg website, as I love to do each and every morning. Here's another article. Best job market for U.S. grads since 2008 bears multiple offers. Well, this sounds like good news, till you read the article. This is by Oliver Staley, Douglas McMillan, and Cecil Vannuzzi. Collaboratively writing. Takes three writers in America to put out a news story. Collaborative writing. And, of course, then they have editors responsible for the story listed at the bottom. This is a team project, all right? But listen to these names now. I want you to pay attention to the names in this article. Hamza Azfal had such a hard time finding an electrical engineering internship in the recession that he delayed his graduation, took pre-med classes, and applied to law school. This year, he got two job offers in his field. That's the first sentence in this article. Right? Hamza Al-Afzal. Afzal. Gonna be, what is he here on a visa? got his degree in electrical engineering. Delayed his graduation, took pre-med classes, and he applied to law school. Wow. Guy's got a real clear direction in his life, doesn't he? Would he ever be good at any of them? I don't know. Or if you go and talk to the intake counselors at a university, they'll take your money, son. They'll take your money. Quote, I definitely saw a shift in the job market, said Afzal, a 24-year-old senior at San Jose, would be California, State University, who will start May the 30th at Chipmaker Lanier Technology Corporation in nearby Milpitas, California. Quote, there was a lot of pressure off my shoulders. The class of 2011 is enjoying the best job market for new graduates since the 2008 financial crisis. How about all the other people that are employed? And we keep graduating out another class and another class and another class and another class. Education is a big business. They make money even if the students go broke. Student loans is a very lucrative proposal. They make their interest payments whether the students ever find work or not. The turnaround is being driven by gains in finance, energy, and technology. Finance, energy, and technology, said Edwin Koch, K-O-C. I wonder where Edwin's from, who heads research at the association. Companies are filling a backlog of jobs after 2 years of stagnant hiring and looking to younger workers to fill vacancies. So all of the people who already have experience, they've been laid off, they've been fired, they've already had their pensions ransacked. They're on the dole. They're out there in middle America, downsizing, as they say. Stuck in a house that's worth far more, you know, cost them far more than it's worth today. This year, 1.61 million students are expected to graduate. And 500 and something in the last week applied for unemployment compensation. job creation is booming in Silicon Valley. Is it? Where postings have doubled from 2 years ago. Yeah, 2 years ago they had two jobs. This year they have four. At a technology career website, Dice Holdings, Inc. Baby, you got to know when to hold them, and you got to know when to roll them. Come on, baby, 7-11.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, we've returned right here on our Thursday, April the 28th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Not only can you jump in, log on, and bookmark our Become Vocal Local website to engage in our chat room discussion, but you can also call in throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065. Going out this morning to Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York. We're at Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Texas. All of our AM and FM affiliates out there. If you'd like to call in, listeners, you're welcome to do so at 866-841-1065. And again, you can find all of our program information and the archive links at the BecomeVocalLocal.com webpage. And, of course, we're broadcasting off of OracleBroadcasting.com, the homepage of this network. Back into an article right off the Bloomberg website talking about the best job market for U.S. graduates since 2008. Oh, really? Here's what they're saying, though. Again, this year we've got 1.6 million students expected to graduate. How many students do we have in America that didn't graduate from high school? How many dropped out early? How many young girls dropped out of school because they're unwed and pregnant? Many. How many just dropped out, went on the food stamps, went on the dole? How many people are lost to drugs or alcohol already? Never even saw the day one in college. And then think of all of the people that got their four-year degrees. They're graduating, all right. They're graduating, but as this article says, graduate students may be the biggest winners of the hiring boom. So it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough to require, number one, a graduate certificate, a GED or graduation certificate from a high school, public education, to require, for getting employment in this country. That was back in the 70s, 60s and 70s. It's not enough to have to, require people to spend 13 years of their life like some kind of a chimpanzee in a cage with a baboon who's the teacher. And you come out just about as dumb as you went in, many cases, unfortunately. Wasn't bad enough to require high school graduation. But then they wanted us all to go to college. You had to have a four-year degree. Boy, you just weren't going to be able to compete in the marketplace unless you had a four-year degree. All right, so now we go from 12 years of public foolery to 16. 16 years of your life. Gone up in smoke, sitting in a classroom someplace. Getting deliberately dumbed down, as Charlotte Isaby has written about in her fine book. But today, now, you've got to be a graduate student. You'd think people would learn by now, insanity being a sure sign of somebody doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. But here the article continues. It says the class of 2011 is enjoying the best job market for new graduates since the crisis in 2008. Right? Job creation is booming in Silicon Valley, where postings have doubled from 2 years ago. It's quite a stunning comeback, close a quote there, said Lance Choi. Now, let's see, we had Lance Choi, Edwin Koch, and Hamza Afzal, the names that are being given to us so far in the article here. How multicultural can it get? Anyway, let's go into it a little deeper here. It's quite a stunning comeback. Director of the Career Development Center at Stanford University near Palo Alto. Quote, over the past couple of years, there's been a lot of anxiety. It's been a bleak time for students. We've come back from quite a dip. We've come back from quite a dip. Oh, really? Of course, this fellow's in the business of selling education. It's like a carnival barker. Well, I'm not going to go into that. One of these days, I'll tell you all about the carnival in the Midway. Recruit wants hire twice, the article continues. Posting at Stanford's online job board for full-time positions surged 36% to 1,900 in the fourth quarter last year compared with a year earlier. Now, I wonder how many students graduated out of Stanford University. There's got 1,900 jobs here, and these are full-time positions. Doesn't say whether they're quality positions or not. These are just full-time positions. Internship positions climbed 31%. So you can go and intern. Emerging areas of technology like social media. Wow. Damn. What do you got a degree in? Twitter, Facebook, meetups, mobile applications. That ought to really bring home the bacon. And e-commerce. See anything wrong with that? Doesn't put a roof over your head. Doesn't put any wheels under your sorry butt. Doesn't put any beans in your belly. Won't keep you warm in the wintertime or cool in the summer. But people are getting technology degrees like social media. I've got chat room 201. Yep, that's what I'm taking. Mobile applications and e-commerce. Well, anyway, San Jose State College, at San Jose State, job postings increased by 59% in the first quarter from a year earlier, said Cheryl Allman Vinedge, V-I-N-N-E-D-G-E, Allman, A-L-L-M-E-N, Cheryl, wonder where she's from, director of the school's career center. a job fair at the university on April 12th drew more employers than the school had room for, she said. Increasingly, students are finding that internships can lead to full-time jobs as companies use them to audition potential employees. All right? That's what they say, recruit once, hire twice. So we'll test drive the employee. They're not going to get you, you know, you're not going to be able to come in with your degree. The degree's not going to get you in the door. But anyway, employers want to recruit once and hire twice, internships. Robert Fisher, 22, San Jose State senior from Los Altos, California, spent 3 years interning at Google and will start a full-time position after graduating in May. As we shared with you right off the jobs reports, you know, all across America, the average job these days is running about 32 hours a week. That's right, part-time work. No benefits, no retirement, part-time. I looked at an internship as sort of an extended interview, said Fisher, who became fascinated with engineers at Mountain View, California-based Google while in high school. I showed them how hard I was willing to work and the things I could do, and I think that helped. Well, at least he was out there. Facebook is aggressively hiring the best talent we can in the quickest manner possible, said Adam Ward, a recruiting manager at the Palo Alto company, who didn't disclose how many positions are being added. There's a lot of frustration. They wonder, gee, all this education, what is it worth? Well, I'll leave that article right there. All this education, and what is it really worth? Here's another one. I don't want to do that. We've got plenty more on the plate. Let's do something different. Well, let's see. There is one more. I don't want to sell this one short. I mentioned it. Let's get to it. And I think it's right here and or there, right here. And this one right here. Let's do India first. Three really quick ones in regards to wind farms. You know my favorite, Don Quixote's windmills? India's rusting wind farms help Gamesa Vestas expand their foothold. Remember, there are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of these windmills being built all over the world. Man, we're just pouring everything into wind farms. Well, find out a little bit more about that spin right after this.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution.
Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Perhaps tomorrow I'll just have to skip the news. Sometimes the news just seems to eat up all of our time here. But India's rusting wind farms help Gamasa Vestas expand their foothold. All right? We've talked about these Don Quixote's windmills time and time and time again. You know, the National Ocean Council came up, was created there by Barry the Usurper in July, and we started reporting on all of this. We saw this coming for some time. I've been doing a lot of research on the Internet. From an engineering standpoint, looking at these, I keep trying to find a cost-benefit analysis, a real one, an honest one, a genuine, as regards these windmills and these wind farms, all right? But from an engineering standpoint, you know, just from a system standpoint, think about the multiplication, you know, duplication. You've got all of these windmills, all of these towers, all of the foundations for all of these various wind towers, all of the easements, all of the ground, all of the transmission networks, and all of the rest. All of the rotors and all of the batteries and all of the gauges and all of the dials and all of the blades and all of the housings and all of the bearings and all of the oil. Over and over and over and over again. You know, in a hydroelectric dam, you got four big generators and everything else is just static. The water flows through it. Not so with wind power. Things are wearing out all the time. They need a lot of maintenance. These are those green jobs coming. Well, here's some more of these green jobs. Again, India's rusting wind farms. Four new windmills made by Gamasa Corporation Technologica SA whirl beside a banana grove in India's southern village of Kamalapati. Driven by a breeze that's too soft to spin a group of older turbines standing idly nearby. Now, I've seen this over and over again up in near Crowder College here near Joplin, actually Neosho, Missouri. There's a windmill. They bought a used windmill for the college, and they probably got it on a grant, and they've had nothing but trouble. They've spent fabulous amounts of money painting it and fixing it up, putting up new stuff and getting new bearings, and then they were down with this and down with that. This windmill was on the ground for over a year before they could get it erected. Once they got the erection, once their little boner popped up, it stood up there and didn't produce electricity for a long time. Very rarely is it ever spinning when I drive by it. Usually it's standing still. Well, here's the story. Driven by a breeze that's too soft to spin a group of the older turbines standing idle nearby. The Spanish manufacturer replaced 10 older machines for the wind farm's owner, gaining it like that. He just came by and did that for free, right? You better guess again. Gaining a toehold in a nation with about 4,600 wind turbines. Think about that now. 4,600 wind turbines that are now more than a decade old. Oh, you mean... It's just not one capital investment. This is like buying automobiles, for God's sake, and these things are dreadfully expensive. So how long do they last? More than a decade old. See, they're not working. The wind was blowing too softly to even spin them. Many of them rusty or too small for today's power market, according to Bloomberg News energy finance analyst Shantanu Jawasail in New Delhi, he said, adjusting the dot in his forehead. Europe's wind turbine makers are stepping up sales in India, Clean Energy's Rust Belt. the Clean Energy Rust Belt, anticipating a boom in one of the bigger repowering plays that Gamesa says will be worth $3.8 billion in sales. Now, who puts up a cost for all of this? Why, the electrical consumers. Free energy, free money, right? From the wind. Let the wind power your home. Right. Free, right? Guess again. The challenge is in taking work from Suzlon Energy Limited, S-U-E-L on the stock exchange, the dominant local supplier, and in getting funds in a market still depressed by the financial crisis. So they're probably making applications to the International Monetary Fund here. This is the redistribution of wealth scheme in progress. Many good quality wind sites are currently populated with relatively old and inefficient turbines. You know, it's just like government. Overworked, understaffed, and underpaid. Oh, we'll just have to upgrade all the turbines. As the locals, having just paid off their bonds, their muni bonds, get the debt rolled over on them one more time. And then rolled over on them one more time. And rolled over on them one more time. Interesting, isn't it? Many good quality wind sites are currently populated with relatively old and inefficient turbines. The opportunity for repowering is obvious. The 4,600 turbines have a capacity of 1.3 gigawatts, or about 9% of the installed base in India. All this money, all this energy, all this news, all the agenda that goes with it and the propaganda, and they're only knocking out about 9%, less than 10% of the needed electricity. Some of them didn't use turbines of the best quality, said Jawasel. India has also has the smallest average turbine size of the world's top 10 markets, according to Guernsey, a German manufacturer. Gamesa estimated an estimate of 168 billion rupee, or $3.8 billion sales potential. I'd like to get the contract on that one. Pick up a little bit of a commission on $3.8 billion of selling new replacement wind turbines to India. 3,000 megawatts of installed capacity is in need of replacement. All three turbine makers have lost money for shareholders over the last 12 months, and they're looking for new markets. Suzlon has dropped about 21% in the period. Gamesa has lost 28%, and Vestas is down 47%. So as the weeks and the months and the years go by, and people realize that investing in wind turbines is not exactly the green future that they were looking for, and their investments all go brown, we're going to have to come to terms and realize that the wind is, although interesting, if you happen to be a little village in some backwater of India or China, or even someplace in the Midwest, a wind turbine might just do the job right there in a tough location, but it's not an overall solution. Well, Exelon agrees to purchase Constellation Energy for $7.9 billion. So on the one hand, we have the windmills, and over here now, we're having consolidation of power in the nuclear reactor business. Great. The largest operator of U.S. nuclear power plants, Exelon, agreed to buy Constellation Energy Group, Inc., for about $7.9 billion in stock, adding stakes in five reactors and becoming the largest U.S. electricity marketer. Constellation shareholders will get 0.93 Exelon shares, blah, blah, blah. If completed, it will be Chicago-based Exelon's largest transaction. Exelon has tried unsuccessfully three times to buy other power companies since 2003, and Constellation has been the target of two failed bids. This is the decades of mergers and acquisitions. You know, once we had some people that were antitrust and anti-monopoly, but apparently that's old-school thinking. So what we do instead in America now is we encourage people like Exelon here to come in and buy up more and more and more and more until they become like a Halliburton in the oil industry, the only dog in town. This merger complete creates the number one competitive energy provider with one of the industry's cleanest and lowest cost power generation fleets. One of the industry's cleanest and lowest cost power generation fleets. Now, no doubt, there's probably lots of room for engineering innovation in the nuclear energy business, but still, they're not out there replacing windmill blades, darling. Not at all. Well, we come back from the break. we're going to start back in on the discussion we've had going for a couple of days now about sustainable development. And what I'm trying to bring out in this particular discussion of Chapter 7 of Agenda 21, the promotion of sustainable human habitat development, promoting sustainable human settlement development, what I'm trying to bring out here is the tie-in to FEMA. You wouldn't think, how did FEMA get hooked up with the United Nations? The Federal Emergency Management Agency? The Department of Homeland Security? What have they got to do with sustainable development?
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, for all of you out there, the Earth Summit Agenda 21, the United Nations Program of Action from Rio de Janeiro. You can get the whole book if you want in your library. You can get it from the United Nations Publications Department Division, United Nations Publications. It's sales number E.93.I.11. E.93.I.11. It went by too fast where you can get it off the archives. But anyway, Chapter 759, I repeat this frequently, want everybody to understand this. Three distinct areas of activity are foreseen under this program area, namely the development of a quote-unquote culture of safety. I call this the promotion of the development of a safety cult. It's a safety cult, right? And it's all around us. Everywhere you look, you can't get away from it, you know. Many of our sponsors, many other sponsors are out there and promoting storage foods and seeds and all of this other stuff. You know, getting ready to get ready. We're not doing anything about alleviating the burdens of an established two-party political system. We're not doing anything about restoring a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. But by God, we're putting away food and seeds, right? Wow. Makes a lot of sense to me. Pre-disaster planning and post-disaster reconstruction. So let's talk about pre-disaster planning. We did that a little bit yesterday, talking about FEMA's off-hazard mitigation plan. And post-disaster reconstruction. So here we jump forward, 7.62, again, right out of the book. Right out of the book. You might as well get the black and white in your eyes, Al Anthony likes to say, on his broadcast, which you can hear this Sunday, until 4 o'clock, right here on the Oracle on Sunday, behind the woodshed with Hal Anthony, opening up a big can of whoop-ass for you. The international community as a major partner in post-reconstruction and rehabilitation. Now, let's think about what's going on over in Japan and Haiti and Chile and all of the other places that we have disasters running constantly, induced by HAARP or otherwise. But the international community, who is this international community? Would that be the black nobility of Europe? It'd be the Illuminati, maybe. Well, how about the Knights of Columbus? Maybe the Jesuit Order. Maybe the international Jew banker. Huh? Maybe. The international community, like George Soros and pals, they all just had their Bretton Woods 2 conference in New Hampshire. Great stuff there, by the way. You might want to check it out and find out about the Institute for New Economic Thinking. The international community, as a major partner in post-reconstruction and rehabilitation, should ensure that countries involved derive the greatest benefits from the funds allocated by undertaking the following activities. Where are these funds? Well, these are funds contributed from the international community. That's the International Monetary Fund, by the way. This is the redistribution of wealth within nations and between nations. This is from the northern hemisphere to the southern hemisphere, from the developed countries to the developing countries. We keep calling China, you know, a developing country. And in just a few short years, they will be the largest economy on the world. Wow. Amazing, isn't it? And yet they're still getting international community support. Money from your tax dollars underwriting the development of our victor and replacer, China. Yeah, that's intelligent. Carrying out research on past experiences, these are best practices, of course, on the social and economic aspects of post-disaster reconstruction. There's nothing like a good disaster. I'm telling you, a good disaster really, really fills the bill. And if they can't just get a natural disaster, then they make have a man-made disaster. It's like blowing the levees, you know, and flooding the Ninth Ward after Katrina had already passed. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Post-disaster reconstruction, and adopting effective strategies and guidelines for post-disaster reconstruction. Now, that's so very important. That's where the International Building Codes, the ICC, the International Code Council, we talked about that yesterday. That's where they come into play, by the way. With particular emphasis on development-focused strategies. So as we said, we talk about, you know, sustainable development, Agenda 21. You can always just boil it right down to one word. That word is demand. Demand. Sustainable development is all about sustaining demand for the products and services of the environmental and developmental concerns. That's not hanky wringing. Those are corporations like Halliburton, Kellogg Brown and Root, Monsanto, or Monsanto, as some people say, etc. In the allocation of scarce reconstruction resources, there's just not enough to go around. I'm sorry. And on the opportunities that post-disaster reconstruction provides to introduce sustainable settlement patterns. There just ain't nothing like a good disaster to bring on sustainable development in your community. Nothing else fills the bill quite as well. But, of course, that's by design. Preparing and disseminating international guidelines for adaptation to national and local needs. This is from Global to Local, of course. I've become vocal local. We're the antithesis of, even the very nemesis of, the global agenda. But knowing where they're going to strike, we just try and get the high ground first, all right? Supporting efforts of national governments to initiate contingency planning with participation of affected communities for post-disaster reconstruction and rehabilitation. You could also read into that the continuity of government, darling. You're not going to fix up your house. Your house gets the bulldozer. Don't think it's true? Go down to the Ninth Ward. How many people have returned to their homes in New Orleans? Financing and cost evaluation, they always include this one. This is the means of implementation. This is where we intersect with the international community. You got to have money. Got to have money. Going to be some money, honey. Free money. Get in line. Put your nose is down in that trough, piggy. The conference secretary has estimated the average total cost for 1993 to 2000 of implementing the activities of this program to be about $50 million. From where? The international community on how? Grant or concessional terms. That's right, it's all grants. And so you could get a degree in grant writing. Sure you could. Sure you could. And you could redistribute my wealth among nations and between nations. Planning guidelines. Now let's go over and jump into FEMA here and see how they fit into this. In 1998, FEMA responded to this need by creating a hazard mitigation planning team to promote and support the mitigation planning process and to provide guidance and resources to planners and emergency managers working with our state, tribal, local, and private sector partners. Isn't that just all-inclusive? They even include the tribe. You know, that's because Agenda 21 is all about women, children, and indigenous people. You've got to get the tribal leaders in there, you know. Get out there and talk to the Lakota. FEMA will continue to help communities and property owners meet those challenges through planning practices that emphasize economic, social, and environmental sustainability. But remember, when FEMA's talking about property owners, they're talking really about the royal family. The Crown and Parliament assembled. They're not talking about you. You don't own your property. If you think you own your property, you better look at that deed one more time. All right, so let's jump over here. CAP, SSSE. You think Adolf Hitler's SS was something. This ought to really set your hair on fire. Community Assistance Program, State Support Services Element. The Community Assistance Program, State Support Services Element, that's the CAP, SSSE, program, derives its authority. Now, we always ask the question, jurisdiction, venue, right? Jurisdiction, venue. And authority from the National Flood Insurance Act of 1968. So even though that this initiative here, the Sustainable Development Program of Action out of Rio de Janeiro, 1994, it goes all the way back and it gets its authority from the National Flood Insurance Act of 1968. Remember, that's really what the Federal Emergency Management Agency was all about originally. At least that's what they told you. They were in the flood insurance business. Well, guess what? They're still in the flood insurance business. But they've increased the size and the scope of their umbrella. The Flood Disaster Protection Act of 1973 and from 44 CFR points 59 and 60. This program provides funding to states and to provide technical assistance to communities in National Flood Insurance Program, that's the NFIP, and to evaluate community of performance in implementing NFIP floodplain management activities in this way. And then CAP helps to assure that, one, that flood loss reduction goals of the NFIP are met, two, build state and community floodplain management expertise and capability, and three, leverage state knowledge and expertise in working with their communities. So there's a floodplain coordinator in every county of America these days. And they're sent off to the FEMA training camps, and they're reeducated, and then they're brought back into your county courthouse. And they act as floodplain administrators, even if they have no common sense whatsoever. They could be anybody. It could be the county clerk in a small county, and they just get to have another hat, and they get another training session, and they get some more software for their computer desk and table, and they have more authority and more power, and they like that. The National Flood Insurance Act of 1968 prohibits the director from providing flood insurance in a community unless that community adopts and enforces floodplain management measures that meet or exceed minimum criteria in 44 CFR Part 60.3. These floodplain management measures can take the form of flood management ordinances, building codes, zoning provisions.
your life with Rich
Dentovice. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Once again here on the broadcast, wow, I'll tell you what, gold is just going crazy this morning. It looks like we've had a high of 1539.50 so far this morning already. Right now it's standing at 1535.20 and going up, looking for 1550, perhaps before the end of the day. My goodness gracious. I'd imagine, you know, you could buy $1,550 worth of wheat, but you surely couldn't carry it away in your pocket. You could put $1,500 worth of gold in your watch pocket and still have plenty of room for your knife and your keys. Anyway, let's continue along here this morning, talking about commodities. Here's a commodity. All right, again, the National Flood Insurance Act, 1968, and then it drops down. It talks about these floodplain management measures can take the form of floodplain management ordinances, building codes, or zoning provisions. So you can understand then that whenever FEMA comes to town, and they're going to come, you know, they've got their grants and aid, they're ready to go. They're going to dialogue everybody into consensus down at the county courthouse and encourage them to create an enhanced 911 system and float a tax to pay for that, of course. That's going to be on your back. And then, you know, they're going to have a grants and aid. And so every time people put their hands out for unearned shekels, these grants and aid, the shackles of control come on. How would they come on in your town? Well, through the development of these hazard mitigation plans, inevitably you're going to be led into a comprehensive planning and zoning program where you're going to have floodplain management ordinances, building codes, and zoning provisions. Take that to the bank. All right? Regional FEMA regional offices and designated state agencies negotiate a CAP SSSE agreement. All right, these are like these memorandums of understanding. These are these agreements that specify activities and products to be completed by a state in return for the funds. You think I'm just gabbing? Every time people reach out for those unearned grants in aid, the shackles of control are put on. And so as we learn to become vocal local right where we are in our towns, in our cities, in our counties, in our states, we need to be resolute. Becoming vocal local and blocking these globalist agendas before they're enacted, before the ordinances are passed, before the comprehensive planning process is done, before the new zoning comes in, before the building codes are brought in and introduced. Why? Because it's almost impossible to get rid of these damn things once they come in. They're like a cancer. And they metastasize within the body politic. It's so much easier to block something before it becomes passed, the legislation truly passed, acted upon, and they start floating muni bonds to fund it. It is so much easier to block it. And that's why we become vocal local. That's why we start with the local voting precinct group. If you can organize 15, 20, 30 people from your voting precinct and then encourage others in their voting precincts to organize together and come together on a regular basis, to come in like a meetup group and share this kind of information one with the other, put the black and white in their eyes, lay this stuff out on the table, then you can come together as a property rights congress in your county, and then you can have the county commissioners come to your meeting. And they can explain what it is that they're doing, and then you can make your presentation, and they're on neutral territory. They're not sitting there up there behind the desk with the gavel. They don't have the tape recorder going on them. Somebody's not writing up the minutes of the meeting. They don't have to answer to their political parties. But they will have to answer to the people. And by God, if they're not doing what you want them to do, you fire their candy asses. And you can. When they see a room full of 200, 300, 400 people, and you've got your experts say, and you've got all of your documentation in order, and you put them on the hot seat, folks, I have seen county commissioners resign the next day and walk away. I've seen these planners flee from the meeting, running out of the building. Running! I chased a guy all the way down the hall over in McDonald County. Baby, make my day. Nothing I like better than chasing a change agent out of the building. Anyway, back onto this a little bit further. You can find out a lot more about this if you'll just go up onto www.fema.gov and then search into their search engine, Hazard Mitigation Planning. But the county commissioners get dialogued into this consensus. They get to become insurance agents. You know, the whole idea, really, of this is to, and the insurance companies like Travelers Insurance and AIG and so many of the other big ones, big players out there, they're all trying to get the government to enforce these new codes, model acts, etc., to prevent repetitive loss claims so that they can make the absolute maximum killing on these catastrophe bonds, cat bonds. They don't like repetitive loss claims. And so tomorrow, and in the next couple of days, we transition away a little bit from Agenda 21 strictly, Chapter 7, and we're going to go through a little booklet that is apparently very difficult to find and you really need to understand. It's called Getting Started, Building Support for Mitigation Planning. It's a state and local mitigation planning how-to guide, and it's put out by FEMA. That's right. I downloaded it off the internet on my old dot matrix printer long ago because I knew it was probably not going to be around for long. We need to understand this. We need to understand how is it that the change agents come to town? How is it possible that free people are willing to sacrifice their freedom for this false sense of security, this promotion of a culture of safety? How is it that you're able to get well-meaning, otherwise well-meaning guys that want to get together and work as a volunteer fire department. How is it that you can militarize them? Once you start getting involved in your ambulances and your first aid, you know, your first responders, and you start coming in and you start providing them with all this high-tech equipment, how do you think these local small-town cops get all of their SWAT gear and things like that? They get it from FEMA. They get it from their senators, their senators. They make a petition to Congress. They're congressmen. They go through the regional councils of government. There's call windows. And they get these grants and aid, matching funds. The county puts up 20%. FEMA puts up 80%. And you get a fire truck delivered to your firehouse that's 99 feet long, that has a dining car in the center of it and sleeping for seven, you know, a swimming pool up on the top. They call that a fire department, fire truck, all right? And, of course, that is going to impact all of the zoning in the area because all of the roads, all the cul-de-sacs, the cul-de-sac bulbs have to be increased. Let's say you have a 10-acre parcel, you want to divide it into four lots, you're not going to have room because you're going to have to put this walloping, huge cul-de-sac in the middle so that one of these jack and ladder trucks can come inside that cul-de-sac and make a turnaround. You're going to have to increase the width of your roads. That means you're going to have eminent domain going on every place. You're going to have to change the radiuses of the roads, the intersections, so that you can go around the corner with these huge, colossal fire trucks. That's just some of the implication. You're going to need to have more and more fire hydrants everywhere. That means water and sewer extensions. That means higher prices. That means more municipal bonds. You see how it goes? It's huge. Huge money. We're going to find out more about that. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, has developed a series of mitigation planning how-to guides to assist states, communities, and tribes. That's right. They're going to get the Lakota in on this one. In enhancing their hazard mitigation planning capabilities. And boy, do they plan. They get together on a regular basis. Go by the local fire department here, this volunteer firehouse. They got 40, 50 pickup trucks parked all around the thing some nights of the week. They got a change agent in there, one of these bronze men, perfect teeth, you know, that irradiated white look on their teeth and the bronze face, perfect suntan, wearing those perfectly creased chinos and their Izod shirt. And they're in there dialoguing these country farm boys into consensus. These guides are designed to provide the type of information state and local governments need to initiate and maintain a planning process that will result in safer communities. You think I'm kidding? It's the development of a culture of safety. It's all for your safety. You'll give up your liberty for a little bit of safety, won't you? You'll give up your your essential liberty for some temporary security, won't you? That's right. Ben Franklin knew it. He wrote about it. And we're implementing it. These guides are applicable to states and communities of various sizes and varying ranges of financial and technical, and we should say mental resources. They really work well with an ignorant population. But the Internet's changing all that, and so are broadcasts like these. Thanks for listening to mine today. I hope you'll be back with me tomorrow, and I'll be there. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution.
Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah!
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.